So Homes Victoria announced over the weekend that they would be bringing in demolition crew to start the interior demolition of some of the vacant apartments at 33 Alfred Street, North Melbourne. They'd be turning up in hazmat suits and high vis. They would be doing drilling and other loud work in the vacant apartments while people are still living here. The residents are obviously outraged. They feel incredibly disrespected. They feel like the government is rushing through with this plan to demolish the buildings before they've really got a plan for what is going to be rebuilt here. The only thing we do know is that it's not going to be public housing. So in conversation with the residents, a community picket has been organised to stop the demo crew from entering the building and to stop works from happening. This is an incredible show of power and strength from the community to show the government that we're not going to let this happen on our watch.
It's quite extraordinary. Like, they call it Homes Victoria. I've always found that quite dystopian, really.
It is, and actually there's rumours going around that they're going to disband Homes Victoria very shortly and subsume it into Development Victoria, which is actually a more fitting name for a government department that is overseeing the demolition and privatisation of all our public housing estates. But it would pretty much be a disastrous project for the government to undertake to turn over Homes Victoria, which is supposed to provide public homes, to a development arm of the government that deals with private development.
Where are these people supposed to be going? I mean, the government has got obligations to actually provide homes for these people. Where do they think they're going to go?
So the government has moved out a large number of people from the buildings already. They have been putting extraordinary pressure on the residents to try to force them to move out as quickly as possible. They've been lying to them. They've been promising them the right of return when, in fact, there is nothing that guarantees that they'll be able to return. And they won't be returning to public housing anyway because none is being built. And they are, you know, They're threatening them with only two offers, that they'll be homeless if they don't accept their offers. And so they're moving people out to private apartments that the government has head leased. They're buying up entire buildings in North Melbourne to move people out into. They're moving them out into the outer suburbs where, you know, they're leasing out some of the only available rentals to be able to move people in. So they're not only making the housing crisis worse for the people who are living here, they're making it worse for everybody else because they're totally, you know, drying up the market for rentals.
Have you got any idea of the developers who are involved in this focus of the government?
Well, we know that MAB has been working very closely on a number of projects under the Public Housing Renewal Project and then the ground lease model. We're not sure if they've even got anyone lined up. It's up for tender at the moment, but we do know that the demolition is being done by John Holland.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, just that we'll be back. Every time the government tries to do something, the community will turn up in numbers, and this is just the beginning of it.
Why are you out here today?
Because tenants live here whilst their house is actively being dismantled, and tenants have asked for the government not to enter their house whilst they're living there and start to deconstruct their entire building around them. So we're here to support tenants who are saying keep the workers out, do the relocations process properly, if at all, and engage with tenants on in good faith rather than sending in high vis to crack at their walls.
It's really shocking, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I was part of a public housing relocations study, and we interviewed relocations officers when they were doing the public housing relocation program and when they were emptying the red brick towers. They do not have a single unified policy of how to do this. They are doing this all ad hoc, and it's causing damage. They really need external oversight because they're not watching themselves. They don't have any clear policy framework for how to do this. This is the biggest renewal program in Australian history, the biggest relocations program in Australian history, and yet we don't actually know how they're doing it. Neither do they.
It's interesting because they put up a website, they call it Homes Victoria, they button up their suits and they look professional, but they leave it to individual workers to confront tenants with this horrible realization that they're now insecure without any proper direction. That's what you're really saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the third-party actors who are being put in the place in between tenants and their landlord in order to mediate that relationship somehow, but the relationship is one way. They're telling tenants, get out or move out of the way so we can start demolishing your home even though you're living here. And where does the complaint go? I mean, the workers can't absorb that complaint. The landlord is nowhere to be seen. So it really is arm's distance from the government so that they don't have to receive any complaints for what they are doing here, which is a harmful relocations policy, forced relocation.
Just as a matter of interest, is the relocation officers, are they casual or on contracts?
The relocations officers are seconded from other areas of government, but they're also taken in from other areas around the world. So we know that there are special relocations officers who have decades worth of experience in Scotland doing relocations who have been brought over, seconded, in order to help with this relocations process. But also, majority of the actual relocations is being carried out by community housing workers who have been seconded and brought in under the government's fold in order to conduct these relocations. They're also the beneficiaries of this program. They become the landlord after the relocations. So it's really closed circuit here of beneficiaries, and tenants are the ones who lose out.
Thanks very much.
Why am I here? Well, housing is a basic human right, and this government seems to have forgotten that, and that is absolutely appalling. The government is profit-driven, it is corporate-driven, it's greedy. The evidence is in. We know that these towers can be refurbished for under, you know, with a millions of dollars saving, and yet they're choosing, deliberately choosing, to make people homeless again. And it's absolutely appalling.
I'm here because it seems like an incredible injustice that we're knocking down all the public housing in Victoria when we already build the least amount of public housing of any state in the country, and there's a housing crisis. It just does not compute for me. And I think that anything I can do to show my support to the public housing residents seems worth getting up even this early for.
Do you live nearby?
No, I live in Fitzroy, so I'm near some public housing, and I've been in touch with the residents in Atherton Gardens who obviously are waiting, seeing what happens in these other tower blocks to see what their fate might be. But my kid goes to Fitzroy Primary, and I'd say about a third of the kids at that school live in the public housing. So the knock-on effects to the rest of the community also, I feel like, is just not being discussed. Like, is that school just going to lose a third of their students suddenly when they all get dispersed around to other parts of, you know, the city? And are other schools suddenly going to have these influx of students? Like, how's other parts of the infrastructure also going to manage with this ridiculous plan? So
it's social engineering, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and it just seems crazy. I mean, if everyone's going to be put then in private rentals when already there's, you know, incredibly low supply of rental properties in the private market, so the knock-on effect to private renters and people looking to rent a house as well. I just think that people maybe think, oh, this is just public housing, which is not, you know, which is not the right approach anyway. But also, I don't think there's been discussed enough the knock-on effects to all our communities in Melbourne. And I think it's, a terrible plan that makes no sense on any level. Feels also like, oh, well, these communities, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and when a lot of these buildings were being built, were the working class communities, and now they're very gentrified. I mean, Fitzroy is obviously, I would say, maybe the most extreme example of that, and you can see how someone looks at that land on corner of Gertrude and Brunswick Street and a developer's mouth, you know, waters thinking about how much money you could make there. These are well-constructed buildings of a reasonable size, which no one, even when they have done this sort of a smaller version of this in the past, people never get given the same size apartment again. You know, and the ones in Fitzroy, they've got incredible views across the city. It's beautiful. But of course, you know, public housing residents deserve to have that nice stuff too, and deserve to have access to services. That's the other thing. So these are communities that have a lot of access to doctors and schools and public transport, which these communities should have access to those things as well. We shouldn't be just keeping those for the rich.
Do you think that the government really hasn't done its job here, that it hasn't actually made a proper plan for this?
Yeah, it seems like they have no plan. I mean, there's plenty of evidence that they're just making it up as they go along, you know, in the court documents where they literally did not have documents to back up their assertion about what had been discussed in meetings. And the judge, I think, said, oh, this is quite extraordinary or something. She said, used very judge language to say, what the hell, that's crazy. You know, and from what we can gather, Homes Victoria and most of the Labor Party didn't even know when Dan Andrews announced it that this is what was going to happen. So it's clearly been done in some bizarre closed room deal, and now they're all having to kind of back it up. But I don't really believe a lot of them believe in it. So hopefully that's where an opportunity can come in to show that it's unpopular. And certainly a lot of people don't seem to know yet that it's all the towers. I feel like it's been made abundantly clear that this plan is ridiculous, and most of them did not sign up to it to begin with.
Talking about the Labor Party.
The Victorian state government, the Labor Party. Most of those MPs did not agree to this plan up front. This was not something that was discussed, you know, as a group and then presented. It seems like it was just sort of done by Dan Andrews in a deal before he did a mic drop and disappeared in a puff of smoke. And, you know, we haven't heard from him since. But I just feel like no one wants to back away or look weak, which I think is a real problem in our politics generally. No one wants to say, actually, we've got new information or there's new evidence that's come to light, we've changed our minds.
Well, actually, on that issue, it would appear that developers have an incredible hold on the policy making in this state, maybe in other states as well, but incredible policy grip.
Yes.
In Victoria.
No, I think that's absolutely true. I think that... the fact that Victoria has been the lowest builder of public housing for decades now shows that there is a kind of influence by the private developers in order to try and push everybody into private housing in order for them to make money. And they, again, we don't know what all the deals are being done. We do know they donate money to both the major parties, but, as voters and as citizens, we don't really understand what deals are being done or what agreements have been made, and it seems very undemocratic and it's very, very opaque, which I think is a problem in our democracy in Victoria generally. I'd love to, if we can give them a way to back away from the deal, I feel like that would be ideal, you know, like just it's just a terrible plan.
Move back.
Yeah, exactly. Just slowly back away. Yeah, yeah. No sudden movements. Just, you know, if you guys want to reverse the decision.
We won't taser you.
Exactly. We will support you to, reverse this silly decision. That's hard. It seems to be a hard thing for either of the major parties to ever do.
My name is Anab Mohamed.
Yeah, and you were a councillor, and you, as you said, that you've now got set your sights on state government. You have had public housing experience. You're out here this morning. Can you tell me why it's so important?
It's important because, like I always say, I think that everyone should very, very much worry about this. Because at the end of the day, if these people that are homeless, all our safety is at hand as well. So in order for all of us to be safe, everyone else needs to feel safe. And if there's no housing, that means a lot of danger is going to be on the streets for us, and we already have a lot of problems that the government needs to fix. So why make this one of the problems? A house is a home, is where everything starts. If you don't have a home, like I always say to everyone, you don't have a job, you can't apply for anything, you can't have a shower. These little basic human rights needs, you know, and it's important.
You can't build a life.
You cannot build a life without a house. No one can. And if you can, I would like to see it. You know, because some people do have support systems and stuff like that. So we need to stop being selfish and think of others and want for others what we want for ourselves. If I have the support system, that means I'm a bit more, you know, I have that support system. And some people don't have it. So where do we leave those people? Do we stop worrying about people because they don't have support system or don't have the same access that other people have? Or maybe someone like me, I know how to navigate the system. Some people don't even have knowledge of how to navigate the system. So it's not easy, especially knowing how I came to get housing. If you don't know the system and you don't know how to navigate it, it's very hard. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, black, white, Asian, it does not matter. If you don't know how to navigate the system, it's very hard to get a house.
Yeah. The other thing about this particular situation is that the government's got workers going in there to start dismantling apartments while people are still living in the building.
I think the government should do an experiment where they swap, if there's anything like that. They should start living in public housing. Let's just give them a month and leave off the budget that people are living off. And let's see how they feel. After that, maybe they can come to a conclusion of what they can do. You know, so till then, it's not going to happen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm just asking people why they've come today, why it's important to be here.
I've always cared about housing. I think housing is a fundamental human right. Recently, because I've always cared about it, but recently because of my own work as a mental health support worker, a lot of my people that I support and care for, they are in housing. And housing and mental health and insecure housing, mental health and substance use, and all those are trifactors of and coexisting factors that happens to people. And I think if you're removing one part of their life that is stable, it could, you know, lead to it would just ruin their whole lives. Like
it's catastrophic.
It's catastrophic, and their mental health would decline, and you're breaking families apart. You can't just remove someone from a safe and secure environment. You can't. They've already built a community around here for many years. For some people, if they're refugees, if they've fled from war, and they've finally found safety in a home here, and now you're forcibly removing them again, that creates another sense of security. Like, how are you expecting people to build their lives from here? That's why I'm here today.
Yeah, tell me why you came.
I think it's really important that we take a stand before all the demolition works start. It gives us our best chance of pushing back against the government's agenda, and, you know, if we can push them back now, send a message that people are going to fight this like absolute crime that the government wants to do, then we're in with a shot. So that's why I'm here.
Even if it is wet and cold?
Especially if it's wet and cold. Mind-boggling, like, it's housing crisis. We've been talking about this for years and years and years. People are struggling. Public housing waiting list is, you know, tens of thousands of people, if not more. And then the brainiacs in Parliament think, yeah, let's just demolish 44 towers. Like, basically all of the government, like federal government housing policy, even, you know, the Housing Australia Future Fund, all of this is about giving billions of dollars to the people who are responsible for the housing crisis.
Thank you. Hello
everybody, good morning. Housing Commission, this is house I live in 84 years, 86 years. We have a big problem. Every day we say we move it. We don't have any houses, we move it. Where we go? And we need a government, Australian government, state government, and federal government. We look in this problem. We applied before federal government, we send it in the letter. We know what we need at North Melbourne, Flemington. We have a big problem, everybody. But we need a government, because we have a government, and we are Australian. We need that we look at this problem in the housing commission. Because we say, no housing commission in the private housing. But we don't know private. We know housing commission. That is problem. We need that help now. Thank you very much, Ellen. It's responsible to the federal government. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name's Ellen Sandel. I'm the local Member of Parliament here with the Greens, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming out and showing solidarity with the residents. There's about 50 households still left here at 33 Alfred, and it's really heartwarming to see you come out to support them, because they're kind of making a last stand to say that they don't want public housing to be demolished and really wiped off the face of Victoria. But so good to see that people can actually come out and stand in solidarity with them. This is the first tower to go, but as we know, there are 44 towers that are going to go.
Shame.
So this is the... we've been campaigning against this for a while now, but it really feels like the rubber's going to hit the road. And this is wonderful to see so many people come out for this picket, but we are in it for the long haul. And Gab and I and others will be fighting inside the parliament and on the streets. But we need you. We need you to stay here for the long haul, because we know there are many moments coming up. This might be the first works, but there will be many other days like today. The Public Housing Inquiry will report soon in the Parliament. That's another moment where we can show that the community does not support the privatisation of these estates and the complete destruction of public housing in our state. So just make sure that you stay involved and connected with the campaign, because we're going to need everyone to show up every time for all different types of tactics to make sure that we can show the Labor government that we do not support the whole-scale privatisation of our public housing, when not a single public home will be built on this site. Not a single public home will be built on this site when this is demolished. So thank you so much for showing up today, and I look forward to seeing your faces at many other events over the year as this campaign ramps up.
Hi everyone, my name's James. I'm with the National Union of Students. I'm the Education Officer this year, and I just wanted to say a few things because I've been involved in the campaigns for housing in Victoria for a while now, and we know that the destruction of the 44 public housing towers was Daniel Andrews' parting gift to the people of Victoria. And we know what this looks like already, because this is a method that has been perfected by the Labor government over many, many years. It's been tried out on the low-rise housing, on the medium-rise housing, all around this area. The Ascot Vale estate, people would remember the Barrack Beacon estate in Port Melbourne, where people arrived at their homes at the Barrack Beacon estate, found letters in their letterboxes telling them that they no longer had a home to come back to and they had to evacuate. Shame. It's an absolute disgrace of the state Labor government that the state of Victoria has now the lowest percentage of public housing, of its public housing stock in the country. And we know what this looks like. We know that people get evicted from three-bedroom homes, and the government turns around and says, don't worry, we'll be building more dwellings, but they replace three-bedroom homes with three single-bedroom units. We know people are told, don't worry, you'll have a place to come back 5 years down the road when we finish redeveloping your houses. And we know from studies that have been put out that it would be far cheaper for the government simply to renovate and refurbish these buildings. But it's not about redevelopment, it's not about renovation, it's about privatisation. It's about driving people out into the suburbs. It's about greedy developers who see people living on land that's a few kilometres from the city, by the water, and think to themselves, migrant working class communities have no right to live here. It should be for the rich. They should be million-dollar apartments here, not homes for migrant communities and working class people. So I think it's very important. I'm really, really just overwhelmed and inspired to see how many people have turned out to this rally today. But I think we need to keep this fight up, because the Labor government has made it very clear whose pockets they're in. They're in bed with the property developers who want to drive every last resident out of this place so they can replace it with million-dollar apartments for the rich. So I think everyone needs to commit to coming back to this picket, to staying in this movement, helping to build it, talk to your friends, tell them about how evil the Labor government is and why they need to get involved. Thanks very much. Woo!